Zot the Gemara, Taflamates Omad Aleph. Neime Ketanoi. Let us suggest that the above discussion, i.e., the machloikus about the brocha on shlokos, on cooked vegetables, let us suggest that it's a machloikus tanoi. Now, we've had this expression many times. Whenever it says Neime Ketanoi, without exceptions, we like rules without exceptions. So, one rule that we have without an exception is that when it says Neime Ketanoi, it's always going to be rejected afterwards. Let us suggest that this is going to be the subject of a Machlokas Tanoim. So somewhere along the line we have to look out for where the Gemara turns around and says Loi. Neime Ketanoi invariably is followed by a Loi. No, this is not the Machlokas, although there is a Machlokas, but they're not debating our point, they're actually debating something else completely. So let's see if that fits in over here, because that must be the case. Neime Ketanoi. Dahanu Trei Talmidim, there were these two Talmidim, Dahava Yosvi Kameid Bar Kapora. What does Yosvi mean? I think we should all know back to front by now. How do I know? You exchange the tof with the shin, Yosvi. Fine, so they were sitting in front of Bar Kapora. Heviu Lefonov, they brought in front of him Kruv, V'durmaskin upargiois. Now it's important to define them in order to really understand the story properly. Kruv we had on the previous omelet. Does anybody remember where? When the Gemara spoke about various different types of vegetables, ones that are upgraded, ones that are downgraded, it says v'karva, v'salka v'kro, or v'tumi v'karat v'karva. Karva is kruv. Normally in modern Hebrew, kruv is cabbage. I'm not sure if that's what it means, but it's certainly some type of vegetable. So we know what that is, okay. We don't know what is durmaskin. So look at Rashi, and we'll have to take this very carefully, because there's a difficult Rashi with a huge kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I think I once mentioned this before. I was standing outside the Meir Yeshiva when there was the Levaya of the Rosh Hashiva from America, Rav Motcha Gifter. Very, very famous Rosh Hashiva. Why was he such a famous Rosh Hashiva? Besides the fact he was a great Godel, but he was, if you're allowed to call him this, the first sort of made in America Godel. He was an American kid. Many other Gedolei Yisrael, for example, obviously the first one that comes to mind of Aaron Kotler, wasn't American. Never spoke English. Neither was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, neither was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Not sure if any of them spoke English. They're all from Poland, from Europe. Promoter Gifter was from America, Cleveland maybe. The Rovin tells. Al Kolponim, his Levaya came to Eretz Yisrael, and I was learning in the Mir at the time, and he went from the Mir Yeshiva. And I'll never forget, his grandson, I think I once mentioned this here, his grandson said a hesped for his grandfather. And his grandson said, I remember once learning with my grandfather, and we saw a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kega leaves the question unanswered. So my grandfather, he says, Rav Gifter Zecharin Levracha, immediately had a fantastic teretz Rav Kvega's kasha. Whilst most of us would be patting ourselves on the back, and very delighted we managed to answer Rav Kvega's kasha, he said, my grandfather sat for 6 hours straight learning the Gemara again and again and again and again to try and work out why Rav Kvega didn't answer that teretz. In other words, we could be rest assured that if Rabbi Akiva Eiger left it unanswered, he also thought about teretz, especially if it's a teretz that just popped into my head in about 5 seconds. If I can't understand why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't answer that teretz, well, apparently I've misunderstood the Gemara, or I've misunderstood Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger's questions are not easy to answer. I was in Haranof 2 years ago in the summer. A very famous Rosh Hashiva's name is Rabbi Ariyev Oizer, very, very young. Phenomenal talent, must be 45. He asked a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and then proceeded to give a shir just under 2 hours just to answer the kasha, based on 3 introductions. That's how you answer a kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Something that just pops into your head and the answer, oh, it's obvious. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eiger also thought of that. And if it's not obvious why Rabbi Akiva Eiger didn't answer it, then we really have to work hard to try and work out why. So we'll see a Rashi. We will come back to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's kasha. because the kasha is based on the Gemara ahead, but we have to be aware that there's Rebbe Kivega's kasha coming up. So, have a look at Rashi now, on the last wide line. What is Durmaskin? Says Rashi, Durmaskin af hein shlokos. This is also shlokos me'esev, from a certain type of grass or herb, shekoirin akadelshit balaz. Okay? Kach ro'isi, this is what I saw, b'perish bovakama, shal Rabbeinu Yitzchok b'Rabbi Yehuda. This is what I saw in the initial perish of Rabbeinu Yitzchok b'Rabbi Yehuda. Aval, however, Kan, here, apparently there was another version of what Rabbeinu Yitzchok explained, and he explained differently. And he said, perish prunes. We've had prunes before. You know what prunes are? Dried. Dried plums. So it's a fruit. It's not a vegetable at all. V'chein shomati ani kan, and so too I also heard this. Not only did I see it, but I've also heard this. So b'bavakama, it says over here, also in b'bavakama, prunes. Says Rashi, however, that can't be the translation. I'm going with the first translation, which is that it's a cooked vegetable, but not that it's prunes. What's the difference whether it's prunes or not? Prunes is not a vegetable, but rather it's a fruit. Says Tois Rashi, ve'i efsher laha'amido. And I cannot establish this, meaning I cannot go along with this translation of prunes. Why? De'imkein, because if so, hare birkasa, because then the bracha would certainly be bar prihoitz, and not bar prihoadoma. Veheich kideim ubarich. So how did he preempt and make a bracha al hapargyois, which is coming up in the story, shebirkason shahakoil, ve'enom kedvarim chashuvim, and they're not significant at all, kod mefarash va'ozel, as we'll soon explain. In other words, we're going to see, there's going to be a story coming up, I'm sure everybody's seen it already, that there was a choice of three foods to make a bracha on, and he made a bracha on pargyois. So Rashi says something doesn't make sense. If the alternative was to make bracha on prunes, and what would the bracha be? Boyer prihoetz, why in the world would you make bracha on pargyois, which we'll soon see exactly what that is, but Rashi says the bracha there is only shahakoil. Shahakoil cannot possibly trump, for want of a better word, Boyer prihoetz. Now stop. Does Rashi make any sense to us? What was the choice? Let's have a look at another line of Gemara. He had three foods on his plate. He had kruv, which is a cooked vegetable. Durmaskin, which Rashi initially said is a cooked vegetable, and then said maybe it's prunes. Okay. Upargyos, what's pargyos? Rashi says, it's shaloi b'mkoymoi. Rashi, you have to miss out a Rashi and then come back to this Rashi. Pargyos is basar oif, shekoirin pardria. If you go to an Israeli restaurant, they might offer you pargyot. What's pargyot? Chicken meat. So he's got meat, cooked vegetables, and kruv. So maybe two types of cooked vegetables.
Why didn't Rashi ask the same thing on Hoadama versus Shekov?
Oh, very good. Okay, let's have a look. So let's have a look. This is going to be the big question. So he's got three foods on his plate. Kruv, cooked vegetable. Durmaskin, which is either a cooked vegetable or a cooked fruit. And meat. Now, how does this relate to our previous sugya? Because if we're dealing with cooked vegetables, what is the bracha on cooked vegetables? Either Boreh Pri Adama or Shahakoil. That was the Machlokes, and that's what we're going to suggest now. There's a whole discussion coming up in the story. Maybe that's the Machlokes. So it's one of the two. What's the bracha on meat? Shahakoil. So now, if you maintain that cooked vegetables, the bracha is Ho'adama, then you've got two Ho'adamas and a Shahakoil. If you maintain that cooked vegetables are a Shahakoil, then you've got all three of a Shahakoil. And if you've got all three of a shahakol, you're going to have to work out which bracha to make first. So let's have a look at the story again. Dahanu Tre Talmidei, there were the two Talmidim, Dava Yosvi Kamei de Bar Kapora. They were sitting in front of a Bar Kapora. Heviu Lefonov, they brought in front of him Kruv, Vedormaskin, Upargiyois, the three mentioned foods. Nosan Bar Kapora Roshus Le'echod Mehem Levorich. Bar Kapora gave Roshus to one of the two Talmidim to make a brocha. He said, go ahead, please, and you can make a brocha. Kofatz ubireich al hapargiyois. What does kofatz mean? He jumped, meaning he didn't consult with anybody. After having been given permission, he understood that he was to take the law into his own hands. And he just decided that he's going to make a brocha on which food? On the pargiyois, which, as we mentioned, is the meat. Ligleig olov chaveiroi. So his chaver mocked him. He mocked him, started making fun of him. We don't yet know why he mocked him. But if we can guess, what would we say at this stage? Why did he mock him? Why on earth are you making a bracha on the meat? That's shahakol, that doesn't come before the other foods. Presumably that was the reason why he mocked him. So the Gemara says, very, very scary actually, Koas Bar Kapora. Bar Kapora got very angry. Omar, so initially he said, Loi al hamavorech ani koyes. I'm not so angry with the one who made the bracha, Elo al hamalagleig ani koyes. Rather, I'm angry with the one who made fun. Why? Because im chavercha, if your friend who made a bracha on meat, doime kemishaloi to'am tam bosor me'oilom, it is as if he had never eaten meat in his life. What does that mean, he's never tasted meat in his life? And therefore what?
That's the most important. It's important to him.
Therefore, as Rashi explains, let's immediately see Rashi, shaloi to'am tam bosor, therefore v'nase ha'bosor, therefore the meat became choviv olov. If you have meat every 5 minutes, then it's not so special. But if you've never had meat and now you're having it for the first time, now obviously it doesn't literally mean he was having it for the first time. That's why the Gemara says, doime. Presumably he had had meat in his life. But doime, it says, if he's never eaten meat, that's why he was extremely excited to have meat. And if you're extremely excited to have meat, then the meat then adopts the status of chaviv. So therefore, l'chayra, that's a very, very valid reason to make a bracha on the meat. So therefore, what's that to mock? That's what he was saying.
Didn't that assume also that the other two brachas are going
to
be the same?
So let's go, we'll see, that's going to be the world's discussion. So again, im chaveircha, if your friend doime is as if kemisha loy toam tam bosor me'oilom, it's as if he has never tasted meat in his life and therefore he's overexcited, and he gave it the status of a chaviv, if that's the case, and presumably it is, and that's why I made a bracha on the meat. So if that's the case, ato, you, alma liglagto. So why did you mock him? Then, however, he said, alma liglagto, olov, why did you mock him? But then, chozar va'omar, he then went and said, that actually, loy al hamalagleg ani koyes, I'm not angry with the mocker, elo al hamavarech ani koyes. Now, obviously, those two things are contradictory. See, obviously, what he must have meant was, I'm angry with both. I'm angry with him, independently of the second, and I'm angry with the second, independently of the first. Why is he upset? So he said, loy al hamalagleg ani koyes, elo al hamavarech ani koyes. Rather, I am upset with the Mavarech. Why am I upset with the Mavarech? V'omar, and he said the famous expression, Im chochmo ein kan, zikno ein kan. If I am not wise, but am I not senior? Am I not old?
Why didn't you consult
with me? Says Rashi, zikno ein kan, Haloi zokein ani. I am a zokein, I'm an old man. V'hayaloi l'shaleini, and he should have asked me, al eze mehem yivoreich, on which one should he have made a bracha, liftoir es shar haminim, to exempt the others. V'dvorim halolu, because these foods einon boin l'lafes es hapas. We're not dealing with foods that come just to accompany and give taste to bread. Elo sheloi machmas hasu'uda hein bo'in. We know if we have a bread-based meal, then anything that's part of the meal is considered just as an accompaniment to the bread and you don't make a brocha. But if you bring a bunch of grapes to the meal all of a sudden, that's nothing to do with the meal, and therefore you do make a brocha. So Rashi says these foods were not there lelafes es hapas, elo sheloi machmas hasuda. They're not machmas the suda, hein boy, and they didn't come because of the suda, they came as a dessert or as a side dish. Vamrinon le kamon, and we say later on, we're going to see in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, de tu'unin brocha lifnehem. And they therefore require a brocha before. Vein hapas poitraton, and the bread will not exempt them. Therefore, there clearly is a brocha to be made, and why didn't he consult me concerning which brocha should be made? And therefore, he got upset with both, and the Gemara says, Tana, very scary, Ushnehem lo yahitziu shnoson, and neither of them saw out the year.
Never recommend his issue.
One, because he didn't consult his Rebbe, and one, because he mocked his friend. Ad kan the Maisa. Now, how does this relate to our discussion? And then we'll come back in Mitzvah Hashem to Siri B'Kivegas Kasha. Says the Gemara, my love, isn't it true? Wouldn't it be true to suggest that Baha komifligi, that they are discussing the following? They are discussing, what are they discussing? Our discussion of Shlokos. De mevarech sovar. Apparently, the one who made a bracha, it's safe to assume that what did he hold? Shlokos. Upargiois are all what? Shakel nibidvaroi. And therefore, Hilkoch choviv odif. So we said before, and that's why his friend mocked him, and that's why the Rebbe got upset. Obviously, the Mavorech, why did he pick Pargiois? Because it was Choviv. But Choviv only plays a role when they're all equal and there's nothing else to distinguish between them. So if they're all on a level playing field, the Brocha doesn't divide them because they're all the same Brocha. So you go to the next criteria, which is Choviv. But in order to say they're all on a level playing field, he must have held that what? So what is the bracha on shlokos?
Shaka.
So I've got three foods, shlokos, shlokos, and boso. And what is the bracha on all of them? Shakol. And that's why I went for the boso, because it happens to be choviv. So it seemed to be that he is of the opinion that what bracha do you make on shlokos? Shakol. Meanwhile, what did the malag leg hold?
Ikra and tafel come into play here?
No, because it's three separate foods.
You could say it was a dish.
No. It was three separate things. Says the Gemara, Umalagleg sovar. And clearly the Malagleg held that what? Shlokos is boire prio adomo, but pargios is only shahakoil niabidvaroi. And therefore hilkoch peiro odif. And therefore the vegetables, the Bari Priyadoma would have to come first. Which one? Either the Kruv or the Duramaskin, one of the two, presumably the Choviv of the two. But certainly not the Pargiyos, because that Shahakal doesn't get a look in. So he gets knocked out in the first round. Who makes it through to the semi-final? Kruv and Duramaskin. And then who makes it through to the final? Whichever one is Choviv. If they're two foods, both of the same bracha, then you make a bracha on the chaviv. So the pargiyos are knocked out in the semi-final. The least chaviv will be knocked out in the next round, and you're left with the... I don't know which one. No, not the pargiyos. The pargiyos was the first one to be knocked out. Again, the pargiyos was knocked out in the first round. You're left with two in the semi-final, and that is the kruv and the duramaskin. They're both bari priya adama. So how are you going to decide which bracha to make? Which one are you going to make a bracha? A chaviv, and that one will get through to the final.
Yeah, but I mean, when you've made that bracha, you haven't made a bracha on the pargiyos.
No, it's make a shaka. No, for sure not. For sure not. But it would exempt the other hadama. So therefore, that would seem to be the machlokes. So what we've spent a whole omer discussing. What's the bracha on shlokos, whether it's Adomo and Shahakoil, it would seem to be that that is the machlekes between the Mavarich and the Malaglig. Again, the Mavarich holds that what's the bracha on shlokos? Shahakoil. Therefore, all three are Shahakoil, so for Chaviv wins. It happened to be the Pargiyos for him was the most Chaviv. Whereas the Malaglig clearly disagreed and he maintained that no, shlokos is actually Bari Pri Adomo, and if it is Bari Pri Adomo, then what? So then Pargiyos doesn't get a look in, and that's why he mocked him.
Just a general Rashi question. So when I'm learning the Gemara after learning the Rashi, how do I know that I should treat it like a Hadama or a Ha'itz? Like which am I good?
Rashi says, I don't like the Pirush of Ha'itz. He rejected it. He said, V'i'ef sharalah ha'amido, I cannot possibly go with that. Therefore, Rashi stuck with the Ha'adama. We'll soon see Rav Kveigah's Kasha, which basically Moshe Zelig said already. Okay, but either way, Rashi told us clearly he does not like the fruit. It must be a vegetable. Now the truth is, I see in the Gemara that it must have been a vegetable. Why? Because the Gemara says that what's the bracha on shlokos according to the Malaglig? Or Adoma, doesn't say Boripriyotz. Therefore, even without making calculations and proving it, I don't need to prove it, it says it. Look immediately at Tosfos, Durmaskin. Tosfos, Durmaskin, Pirush, Rashi, prunes. So apparently Tosfos must have had a different version of Rashi. Because our Rashi went out of his way to reject prunes. And yet Tosfos over here says, I had a version of Rashi that says prunes, and Tosfos says, I'm sorry, I don't like it, v'lo nira, it doesn't appear. Why doesn't it appear to be correct? The besamuch mashma, because later on it is mashma the bevorachin aleim borei pri ha'adama. And yet, if it would be prunes imkain, what does imkain mean? If so, if what? If it would be prunes, then borei pri ha'etz bo'i beruchi. Then borei pri ha'etz is the required brocha. Therefore, it cannot be prunes. What is it? Says Tosfos, v'nireh shehu kemin kruv. Therefore, it must be some type of kruv. It's not an actual kruv, because that is kruv. So kruv and durmaskin are two very similar type of objects, of vegetables. One is real kruv and one is a variant of. Okay. Now, like we said before, if the Gemara says neim katanoi, then we can be rest assured that what? That it's only a suggestion, but it's going to fall through. And here's where it falls through. Says the Gemara, loy. No. So we were on the lookout for the loy. Here it is. Loy, it is simply not true. De kula alma, because it might well be that all opinions agree that shlokois upargiois ashahakel niyabidvari. There is no machloikas as to what is the bracha on shlokos. You're suggesting that the machloikas is whether it's borei pri adama or shahakoil. No, it could well be that all opinions hold that it is in fact shahakoil. So what is machloikas? If it really is shahakoil, so obviously there's nothing to divide them bracha-wise. We cannot decide which one we're going to make a bracha on based on the bracha because they all have the same bracha. So what will stand one apart? Says the Gemara, v'hocha, and over here, b'hai, svara, komiflegi. And over here, They're not debating the halachics of shlokos, they're debating something else completely. Mar sovar, one of them held that was the mavarech, that choviv odif. And for him, what was the choviv? Pargis, because as if he's never had meat in his life, he was very, very excited. Umar sovar, that kruv odif. And the other one says that no, kruv would have to come first. Really, why? Dezayin. What does that mean, dezayin? Because it satisfies you. In other words, according to the Malagleg, if the brochas are all equal, what's the next criteria?
Tavi.
Nope. No. That's the Mavorich.
Oh, no,
the
Zayin. The Malagli calls it Zayin. If it's not Zayin, then you'd go to Choviv. So therefore it turns out they're not debating what bracha you make on shlokos. They're debating what?
The criteria of
what is the highest rung of the ladder. In the event that they're all the same bracha, what then trumps the other? Does Choviv win the day? Or does Zion win the day? The Mavarech held that Choviv wins the day. That's the next criteria. And because he was very excited to eat meat, he therefore made a bracha on meat. Whereas the Malaglik held that no, Choviv doesn't get a look in the event that one of them is Zion, says Rashi. The Mavarech sovar shlokois. The Mavarech held, this is what the Gemara initially wanted to suggest, the krov, uder maskin, which are both shlokos, shahakoil birkoson, that their brocha is shahakoil, just like kapargios. Pargios is certainly shahakoil. Why is pargios shahakoil? The aldovo shein gidulim min haaretz, because anything that does not grow from the ground could go in basar, beitzim, or dogim. So it turns out that the kruv is shahakoil, the durmaskin is the shahakoil, and the pargir is the shahakoil. The kevan the birkoi sehem shavois. And seeing as their brachos are shavois, what does that mean they're shavois? They're equal. What does that mean they're equal? Why they're equal?
Same problem.
Because it all happened to be Shahakoil, therefore Choviv Odif. That's why I decided to go for Choviv, and it happened to be for him personally, Pargios was Choviv. Whereas, says Rashi, the Malagleg Sovar, that Shloka is Borei Priwadomo, Shehi Brocha Chashuvo La'atzmo. This is an individual Brocha as opposed to Shahakoil. Remember, Shahakoil is like your Joker in the pack Brocha. One size fits all.
Default.
The default brocha. Bahadoma, special brocha. For ledvarim chashuvim, for special foods. And therefore, vahoyaloi lahakdimoi. What does it mean, lahakdimoi? He should have been makdim. What does it mean, makdim?
He should have said the
hadoma
first.
Now, Rashi doesn't tell us, for obvious reasons, what should you made the hadoma on. What is the real answer to that question? Whichever one is Choviv, but that's not our discussion. We're just deciding, do you make a bracha on the Pargios or not? You can only make a bracha on the Pargios if all three foods happen to be Shahakoil. So then, the Mavarech held that Choviv is the next criteria. The Malaglek held, it's not true that you make a bracha on Choviv over here, because Choviv might only be a discussion if they're all the same bracha, but they're not the same bracha. Because shlokos are hadoma. So you've got two hadomas versus shahakoil. Certainly the hadoma is the bracha you're going to make first. On which particular one? But certainly that would depend on whichever one happens to be Choviv. To which the Gemara turned round and said that what? That no, it could well be they all hold shlokos is shahakoil. And in fact, there's no way that the brocha is going to be the dividing and the deciding issue over here, because it's the same brocha. So what is the discussion? Is it choviv, or, says Rashi, is it kruv odif dezayin? Says Rashi, d'tanya lekamon, we have a brisa later on in the perek that says kruv lemozoin. that vegetable is very satiating, whereas the taradin lirafua. Taradin are not eaten for purposes of sustenance, but rather for purposes of refuah, as opposed to kruv, which is eating for mazon. So I have a mefurash gemara that what is the purpose of kruv? It satiates. And if it satiates, therefore he maintained that chaviv, therefore, kum nishtarein. That's what you're going to say, Nachum?
No, I don't know what that means.
You are going to say that? Kum nishtarein means it doesn't come in at all. It's not relevant. Okay, so again, what was the Havamina? What was the Maskana? The Havamina was, the debate was, which bracha do you make on Shlokos? Is it Shahakoil, in which case they're all Shahakoil, so therefore Chaviv can get a look in? Or is it Hadomo, in which case Shahakoil does not get a look in? That was the name of Katanoi. The Gemara answers, no, that's not the debate. They're not debating the bracha on Shlokos. Everybody agrees that the bracha on Shlokos is Shahakol Nia Bidvorei, and the question is something else completely. What is the next criteria? Is it Chaviv or is it Zayin?
Until we had this sugid, we did not know that Shlokos was Shahakol.
It was a machlokos.
Is this the proof?
We've just rejected it. It could well be that everybody holds that it's shahakol. We rejected the notion that it's a machlokes. We rejected the notion that this was the root of the machlokes between these two Talmidim. How did the Gemara conclude that it could well be that these two Talmidim both hold that it's shahakol? Now, what we personally hold, halacha l'maisa, that's a different shaila. That we saw in this lengthy thesis, many opinions. But we just demonstrated, or at least we tried to demonstrate, that there's a story that illustrates to us that it's a machlokes tanoim. The Gemara rejected and says, no, it's not a machlokes tanoim. Everybody agrees that it is shahakol. The machlokes is something else. Now, let's come back to that Rashi. Have a look at the Rashi again, Durmaskin. And we see that this is in fact a very difficult Rashi. Says Rashi, the last wide line. Durmaskin afhein shlokos. They are also boiled vegetables. Me'esa from a grass. Shakirin, whatever it is, belaz. Kachra isi v'perish bovat kamashor ben yitzchok. Avalkan perish prunes. But over here he says it's something else. It's not boiled vegetables, rather it is prunes. V'chein shomati, and so I heard. And he can above a cam of prunes. So I have two possibilities. Is it cooked vegetables or is it prunes? Says Rashi Ve'i Efsher Lahamido. It cannot possibly be prunes. Can't be. Why not? Dim Kain, what is the bracha on prunes? Hare Birkose Boy Prihoates. Veheich Kodam Ubirech ala Pargiois. And how did he possibly go ahead and make a bracha on pargia ishebirkos on shahakoil, where the bracha is only shahakoil, ve'inom kedvorim chashuvim, there's nothing chashuv about shahakoil. So if I've got a choice, shahakoil or ho'eitz, obviously ho'eitz. Does that Rashi make any sense? The kasha of Rabbi Kveiga is so obvious that anybody who didn't ask the kasha of Rabbi Kveiga didn't understand the Rashi. What does Rashi say it isn't, and what does Rashi say it is? Rashi says it isn't what, Nachum?
Prunes.
It can't be prunes. Because if it will be prunes, then what would the bracha be? Or eights. And therefore, why, says Rashi, does that not make sense? Because if you have on the table or eights and shahakoil, obviously or eights would come first. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever? So what is it? That's what it isn't. So what is it?
No.
No. And then it does make sense? Which comes first, Hadoma or Shahakoil?
It doesn't make sense either.
Hadoma also comes first before Shahakoil. So how did he ever make a bracha on Shahakoil?
must be that.
So it's got to be shackle. That the crew and the maskim has got to be shackle as well.
The only way he made a brach on shackle, he also knew full well, as the Gemara suggested, that if you have shackle versus Adoma, of course shackle doesn't get a look in. So why did he allow himself to make a brach on the paragio? It's because he maintained that what's the brach on the kruv?
Shackle.
Why?
Because they're all equal.
Because they're shlokois. So who cares what the original bracha was? But today, that they've been boiled up, what's the bracha? Shackle. So it's shahakoil, shahakoil, shahakoil. Therefore he was entitled to go for chaviv. So what does Rashi say? It can't be fruit. Why not? Because then it's bari priho eats. I'm sorry, not if you cook it up. We're talking about cooked vegetables, and therefore, for the same price, cooked fruit.
I make all these.
What does that mean?
No, but not on boiled prunes. The Gemara says clearly that the discussion is shlokos. We're not talking about vegetables, and we're not talking about fruit. We're talking about shlokos. And if we're dealing with shlokos, what did he hold is the Gemara, is the bracha on shlokos, on boiled vegetables?
Shackle.
So what would be the bracha on boiled fruit? Also shackle.
By the same reasoning.
So for why can't prunes, why can't dormaske be prunes? Everybody agrees, if I have a plain fruit or a plain vegetable together with meat, obviously I do not make a bracha on the meat. Why do I not make a bracha on the meat? Because competing with it is either adoma or hoetz, whether it's a vegetable or a fruit. So obviously the shahakal doesn't get a look in. But if the fruit or the vegetable is cooked, then what's the halacha? If you maintain that shloka is the bracha is shahakal, so what's the halacha on a cooked vegetable? What's the bracha? Shahakal. What's the bracha on a cooked fruit? Shahakol. Well, that's why you can make a bracha on the meat first, because they're all shahakol. So what's Rashi's kasha?
That's from Kivay, Rabbi Kivay.
Zoi Frick from Kivay. Rashi makes no sense whatsoever. Kasha makes sense from Nachum. We'll explain it again.
I understand the kasha.
So why are you not falling off your chair then?
Why can't I eat? Why can't... You see so many exclusions to the rule of this bracha maintains its status, or this it doesn't get downgraded in the bracha.
One second, we're going
and
according
Rashi
to
is saying that ha'etz is here is maintaining its status.
One second.
The prune won't get
downgraded. Oh, Rav Nachum is answering Rav Kivega's kasha. So we now have to sit for 6 hours working out Rav Kivega didn't answer that Nachum Gala. But you might be on the path. Rashi, Rabbi Kiva Eiger is making an assumption over here. And Nachum, you just gave the game away. Again, you have to be 1,000% clear. If you're only 999%, a waste of time. What have you got on the table? Meat? Kruv? We know what kruv is. No discussion about kruv. Kruv is boiled vegetable. And dormaskin, question mark. We don't know what dormaskin is. What are the choices? Either cooked
fruit
or cooked vegetables. If it's cooked fruit, we're calling it prunes. If it's cooked vegetables, Rashi gave us some French word, it means something else. Fine, but it's either cooked vegetable or cooked fruit. Okay.
If it's the same
one
as
second.
The other one.
What bracha did he make? On?
Pargios.
How could he allow himself to do such a thing? Don't we all know, even my little kids at home know, you don't make shahakoil first before ho'adoma? The answer is?
They're all the same.
Why are they all equal? Why?
Because
they're shlokos. We're going with the opinion that what's the bracha of shlokos? Shahakoil. Therefore, what is the bracha on the meat? Kruv? Dormaskin? Shahakoil. Why? Because you've got shlokos versus meat, they're all shahakoil. Oh, if they're all shakal, therefore the bracha doesn't divide them. If you go to the next criteria, which is chaviv. So what did Rashi say? You want to know what durmaskin is, whether it's cooked vegetable or cooked fruit. I saw somebody who wants to explain that it's cooked fruit, it's prunes. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because we all know that the bracha on fruit is ho'eitz. And if it's ho'eitz, what are you doing making a bracha on the shakel? Fracture bekvega. What do you mean a bracha on fruit is ho'eitz? We're talking about shakos. So for the same reason that you'd make shakel on a vegetable, presumably you'd make shakel on
a fruit.
Maybe not.
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe you just
first. Let's hear Rabbi Kveiga. Zot Rabbi Kveiga. We got Rabbi Kveiga at the side of the page. Everybody has it. Gilin Hashas.
Wait.
Gilin Hashas. You must have it. If not, take your Gemara back to the shop and get the 100,000 being unoffered. Says Rabbi Kveiga. Rashi diba masal do masam harabir kosei bar prio eight kuf lamed. What does kuf lamed stand for? Koshali. This is very difficult for me. Hogam b'yei pri adama is also odif mishahakoil. What do you mean that b'yei pri ha'etz is better than shahakoil? Thank you very much. Ha'adama is also better than shahakoil, and yet,
he didn't know that way.
And yet, we're dealing with shlokos. Hogam b'yei pri adama odif mishahakoil. Shkoyach, ha'adama is also better than shahakoil under ordinary circumstances. But we're not dealing with ordinary circumstances. Elo, ta mavorich sovar. The mavorich thought to shlokos mavorich shahakoil. The mavorich knew full well. The mavorich also went to cheder one day. And if you would have asked him, what takes precedence, ha'adama or shahakoil, what would he tell you? Yes, he knew ha'adama. So what business was he doing making shahakoil? Because he thought that shlokos is also shahakoil. So I couldn't care less what the original bracha was. Vim kein. So if that's the case, that what? That we're dealing with shlokos and he holds it shahakoil, then kam kein b'yei pri ha'etz. Then the same is true for Bar Priyoitz as well. Also, Ein Birkosai Bar Priyoitz. So the bracha would no longer be Bar Priyoitz. And what would it now become? Elo Shahakoil. Kamavua Basugya Gabe Zayis Moliach. I'm sorry, Ramesh Zelig and Rav Nachum. You don't have to sit 6 hours. I've just saved you 6 hours of time. Working out why Rabbi Kveiga didn't answer your teretz. There's a sting in the tail. What was the sting in the tail? Which Gemara did Rabbi Kveiga send you to?
Salted olive.
Zayis Moliach. What's a zayis?
Olive.
A fruit. And what did the Gemara say? That all the halachas of shlokos apply there as well. So you see that what?
It retains its bracha.
To the contrary, that whatever rule applies to vegetable applies to fruit as well. In other words, Rabbi Kveiga over here is really saying, don't listen to Nachum Geller and Ramesh Zelig Cohen. You're going to probably think to yourself, no, maybe the shlokos rule only applies to vegetables, but fruit maintain their bracha. But I see in this Gemara, after having the whole shlokos discussion, what example did the Gemara give? Azayas is a fruit. And nobody jumped up and down there saying, oh, 1 second, Azayas is an olive, which is a fruit. Nobody batted an eyelid. That shows us clearly that what? That whatever you maintain is the halacha of shlokos, it refers equally to vegetable and also to fruit. Says Rabbi Kveiga in conclusion, v'tzorich iyun. Tzorich iyun? I have no answer. Rabbi Kveiga also knew your teretz from Nachum and Ramesh Zelig. He also knew straight away that what? That maybe you're probably thinking to yourself, vegetables are different to fruit. Says Rabbi Kveiga, fine, let me put that to rest. I've got a first Gemara by Zayis Moliach. Remember the story? The Gemara brought a halacha of the proof of shloka is from the story of Zayis Moliach. He said, I saw him eating a Zayis Moliach, he made a bracha, tchilo v'soif, etc., etc. And the Gemara had a whole shlokas discussion there. What was the bracha before? What was the bracha afterwards?
Maybe.
But one thing is clear from that Gemara that what?
Yes.
Whatever you hold, if you hold that shlokas is downgraded from ho'adoma to shahakoil, with regard to a vegetable, then with regard to a fruit, it equally gets downgraded from a from ha'eit to shahakoil. And you should all remember this. We saw this in Tosfos. Look at Tosfos again. Lamad chesam abeis. Diba maschil mishkachas. Remember Tosfos had a discussion there. Look on the fifth line of that Tosfos, or the fourth line. Venirim hadvarim. Shekol dover shekol kach toiv mevushel kamoi chai v'chai kamoi mevushel kamoi minya ketniyos v'chein
tapuchim.
Apples. What's apple? A fruit. You see, Tosfos also throwing in fruit. Later on, he brings different types of armonios.
Lots of fruits too.
Look a bit later on in Tosfos. Tosfos says v'chein oison armonios v'chavushim she'ein ruin la'ochron chayin kamoi mevushalin. Remember the lombirch? Mavarech alein boire prihoetz. Afila betchila. Tosfos clearly talks about fruits when we talk about the shlokos discussion. So one thing is clear. Now, why didn't Rabbi Kivega, every word in Rabbi Kivega is measured. There's not a single spare word. Why didn't Rabbi Kivega bring a proof from Tosfos? We just saw, what five examples. The Tosfos also brings fruits as examples of shlokos. So why didn't Rabbi Kivega quote that? So number one, it's a Mefurash Gemara. So who needs a Tosfos when it's a Gemara? And number two, because I can't ask a question on Rashi based on a Tosfos, because Rashi is allowed to disagree with Tosfos. So maybe Tosfos holds it refers to fruits, but Rashi doesn't. Says Rabbi Kivega, what are you talking about? It's a Mefurash Gemara. It's not worse. I would have thought cooking more downgrades it than salting it. And yet the Gemara says, no, salting downgrades it. It's called shekin cooking.
In my view, cooked food is the most perfect example.
Azoi frekt de eiliger b'kveiga. Let's see b'kveiga again. Every word of b'kveiga is measured. Koshali. By the way, did you notice, if you look in that Rashi, Hare Dormaskin, look at Dormaskin. You see next to the words Hare Birkosei, next to the word Hare is a little circle with a cross in it. Circle with a line. That always indicates b'kveiga in the margin. So again, look at b'kveiga in the margin one more time. Zok Rabbi Kivega Koshali. It is very difficult for me. What is Rashi's kasha? Rashi's kasha was that if it is fruit, it would be ha'etz. And if it's ha'etz, what are you doing making a brocha shahakol? Everybody knows ha'etz comes first. Does that make any sense? Says Rabbi Kivega, I don't understand what you're talking about. Ha'gamber prihadoma odif mi shahakol. Ha'etz is not the only brocha that trumps shahakoil. Ha'adoma also trumps shahakoil. And yet, Elo da mevorech savar de shlokos mevorech shahakoil. But we're not dealing with vegetables. What are we dealing with? Shlokos. And the mevorech held that shlokos to make a brocha of shahakoil. Im kain, if that's the case, for the same price, gam kain bar pri ha'etz. Ein birkosei bir priho eitz. So too, where the initial bracha was ho eitz, it no longer has that bracha. Elo? Shahakoil. How do I know that it refers to ho eitz as well, the din of shlokos? Kamavua besugia gabazayis maliach. As is absolutely explicit, non-debatable, non-negotiable, furush a gemara with regard to zayis maliach, that where we're in the midst of a lengthy discussion of shlokos, we bring an example of a zayis. Why didn't somebody jump up and down there and say, excuse me, sir, that's a vegetable, not a fruit. That's a fruit, not a vegetable. Nobody claimed that. So I see quite clearly in the Gemara, I see clearly from the Gemara that shlokos applies equally to fruit as it does to vegetables. Says to Vega, I have no idea what Rashi's talking about. No idea what Rashi's talking about. How can Rashi say that what? Oh, it can't be prunes because prunes is ha'etz. and shahakol doesn't trump it. Oh, so what is it then? It's a vegetable. What's the bracha vegetable? Huadomo. Shahakol doesn't trump huadomo either. Oh, so how did he make a bracha shahakol? Because it's shlokos. Shkayach, so if it's ha'etz, it's also shlokos, and it's also shahakol for a shagamor, as ayes meliach. That's what you call a bomba kasha. Huh? That's a kasha and a half. How are you going to answer such a kasha? The only route, and you are therefore on the right route. That's why I sent you and you're on the right path. How do I know you're on the right path? Because Kviga went out of his way to reject it. So clearly it was a valid havamin. The right path would have been to suggest, oh, maybe Rashi's making a distinction between fruits and vegetables. But I assume a Furosh Gemara, there is no distinction. Whatever applies to vegetables, applies to fruits. If you maintain that boiled vegetables is shahakoil, you also maintain that boiled fruit is shahakoil, therefore who in the world cares whether durmaskin is a vegetable or a prune? Once it's boiled up, bracha is shahakoil, if you hold a shlokis is shahakoil, that's what the Mavari held.
So how is Rashi going to respond to Rabbi
Vega? Rashi doesn't need to respond.
I know, but
we need to respond.
How would Rashi respond?
I don't know. If you don't know, Rav Moshe Zelig, you're in good company, because Rabbi Vega also didn't know. So you're in good elite company. Rabbi Kiva Eiger said, I don't know. How do I know he said he don't know? So we all jumped up and down and said, ah, no, no, the whole shtickle Torah. Difference between fruit and vegetable. This is Rabbi Kiva, let's put that to rest. For Rosh Gemara, that the same applies to fruit.
Might Rashi have said, when you cook a fruit, you're merely taking out the moisture, the sweat?
Could be. So you have to explain Zayis Meliach. That's what Kager says. He's got a raya, non-refutable proof. Furush to Gemara, that Zayis Meliach, which is a fruit, all the halachas of shlokos apply to it as well. So unless somebody is going to turn around to me and say that prunes is different for some reason. Rashi agrees that shlokos applies to vegetables and to fruit. For some reason, prunes is different. Why? I have no idea. And you know something?
Rabbi Kviga also didn't have an idea. Prunes aren't cooked.
They must be cooked. They're just dry.
They're
dry.
They must be.
They put on the roof and dry it out.
The Gemara's discussion is shlokos. The Gemara says clearly that it's shlokos. The Gemara says that why did he make a brach on pargiyos? Because they were shlokos. Choviv. We're dealing with cooked items. In fact, Rukega, once it's cooked, the bracha is shahakri, according to the Mavari.
You referred us to further on, many things further on, about kebet.
Shker for the reminder. Thank you very much. Okay, please remind me on Thursday we'll begin that. Quite right. At the end of last year, we said it's worth having a look at Daf Mem Tes on the base, a small passage of Gemara and a Tosis, especially the end of the Gemara. Sorry, I completely forgot. 100% right. Very, very important Gemara. Okay, so we have work for Thursday. We'll see this Tosis, the Gemara, and then we need to see this Tosis over here. I mean, we're trying to learn every Tosis, but Choviv. The taste is about Nosan Bar Kapora, to be honest.
And what's the toast of this on the later page? What's the head?
Rabbi Meir.